Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design. In this show, we're going to discuss RMAN backups and DataGuard. I've been in the industry for over 18 years, and I have taught courses all over the United States as well as all over the world. I've had clients, major corporations, ranging from stockbroking firms to small food processing firms. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. In this radio show, we're going to talk about how we can implement RMAN and DataGuard, and what are the differences between performing a backup and recovery solution in a DataGuard environment versus a non-DataGuard environment. Well, pretty much, they're always going to be the same. I mean, we're still going to use RMAN to perform our backup and recovery operations. Well, you don't have to use RMAN, but specifically here, we're talking about using RMAN. I mean, you could still use user-managed recovery operations, but I don't particularly advocate it. So we're assuming that we're going to use RMAN to back up our DataGuard configuration. Well, it's pretty straightforward. The backup operations are not going to be that different. With the exception of, in a DataGuard configuration, you're going to back up two systems. You're going to back up the primary, and you're going to back up the secondary. A couple of rules do need to apply. Number one, you want to have the same backup methodology. And what I mean by that is on your primary system, if on your primary system you're using a backup set, you still want to do a backup set on your secondary system. You don't want to have different types of backups between your primary and your secondary. You want to make sure that they're the same. So we want to make sure that the primary is a backup set, the secondary is a backup set, or the primary is an image copy and the secondary is an image copy. The other thing that is probably most noticeable is with an RMAN configuration and DataGuard, you are required to have a recovery catalog. As opposed to a non-DataGuard environment, a recovery catalog is not required. But in a DataGuard configuration, it is required. And also in a DataGuard configuration, it is the primary database that is registered to the recovery catalog. You do not register the secondary database. You will register the primary database in the recovery catalog scenario. So here's what you need to do. Is you have to set up a recovery catalog database, create the recovery catalog, and then register the primary database with the recovery catalog. At that point in time, it's okay to go ahead and back up your primary database as well as your secondary database. You're going to back them up the same way that you'd back up any other database. What I would suggest, and this is all going to be dependent upon how much space that you have and how much room you have for your backup scenarios, is that I would back up your primary database like on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you can back up your secondary databases on something like Tuesday and Thursday. Not a requirement, it's totally up to you, but you would still have the same backup and recovery requirements in a DataGuard configuration as well as a non-DataGuard configuration. Your backup and recovery operations in a DataGuard environment is totally independent of what type of DataGuard configuration that you have. If you have a physical standby configuration or a logical standby configuration, it does not matter. The backup and recovery operations are going to be exactly the same because these are still Oracle databases. And so you're going to still back them up and recover them the same way you would do anything else. So do not think that, oh, this is a logical standby configuration. My backup and recovery operations are going to be a little bit different. Mm-mm, that is absolutely not the case. We're still going to have our control file auto backup. Certain other things that we want to set, we want to have control file auto backup set up on both the primary and the secondary. You also want to set up your control file deletion policy. What we're interested in here is that delete the archive log files on the standby after they have been shipped and applied. And applied is the key here. We want to make sure that we are deleting the archive log files after they have been shipped, and then the keyword is applied on our secondary database. Just because they have been shipped doesn't mean that they have actually been applied. By deleting these files automatically on the standby database, that will free up a fair amount of space on that standby database. If you do not delete those archive log files after they have been applied, your amount of space that you utilize on that standby system has a tendency to go up exponentially. So that's really what we're after here, is on a backup scenario, on a data guard, we've got different configurations. Number one, make sure you configure it to delete the archive log files as they're backed up, or as they're applied and shipped over. Still make sure that you back up the control file on both the primary as well as the secondary. Make sure that you set up a recovery catalog, and within that recovery catalog, you will only register your primary database. And not only do you not register your physical standby database, it's not required, and it's not going to work. It'll bark at you if you try to register it. Make sure that you have the same backup characteristics. Both databases need to be operating in archive log mode, so that's kind of a given. So we know that both systems will have to be backed up hot. The other thing, as far as your backup and recovery operations, when you do a recovery with a DataGuard scenario, what we're looking for is to completely recover your primary database. There are ways, in other radio shows down the road, we'll talk about doing an incomplete recovery by using RMAN. But really what we're after is doing a complete recovery within an RMAN backup. The other advantage, if you're using a DataGuard configuration, I mean, the whole point is, if that DataGuard configuration is unavailable, we can easily switch over to the physical standby. So if for some reason we've lost our primary, we can immediately switch over to our physical standby. What I recommend is, I'm assuming you're using Grid. Even if you're not using Grid, you can still have a DataGuard configuration. I suggest going through EM Console, creating your backup solution. Within that backup solution, you can then go out and schedule your backup operations. Schedule your backup operations on your primary system to occur as however often you need them. Then go into the Grid environment and schedule your backup operations for the physical standby database as often as they need this. Also, keep in mind, you will want to back up all physical databases and all logical standby databases that are in your DataGuard configuration. Please keep in mind that a DataGuard configuration can have up to 30 physical databases. So do not say, oh, I don't need to back up that particular physical standby database. Although there might be some truth to that, the best practices is to back up all databases within the DataGuard configuration, regardless if it's a physical standby database or a logical standby database. And that's pretty much going to conclude the differences between RMAN backups within DataGuard and some of the key things with RMAN backup and DataGuard. Number one, they have to have the same these backup characteristics. And number two, you are required to have a recovery catalog in a DataGuard configuration. And you are required to register the primary database within the DataGuard configuration. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentations. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.